station. Ooh, yeah. Leighton Buzz Radio.
Leighton Buzz Radio, voice of the town. Let's go. Sponsored by Penn Telecom, connecting you to the future.
Hello and welcome to another Voice of the Town. My name's Gennaro Borelli and you're listening to Leighton Buzz Radio. So today we're going to be talking about the recent Anglian Water public meeting that took place at the Library Theatre on the 31st of January. And if you were there, we'd love to hear from you. Were you a disgruntled resident? Were you happy with the outcome of the meeting? Or are you a local business owner that's still waiting to hear from Anglian Water about any kind of compensation? If you're not happy, get in touch with us. We want to hear from you. Our contact details are coming up shortly, so make sure you've got your mobile phones handy or a pen and paper. Or you can email us at studio@leightonbuzzradio.co.uk. Those contact details are coming right up.
Join the conversation on Leighton Buzz Radio. Call 01525 567833. Text Leighton Buzz Radio free using WhatsApp on 01525 340088. Add us to your contacts first, then get texting.
We're also going to be talking about the successful public campaign against the planning application for the flats to be built at the back of the post office. Thank you, everybody, for all your hard work and for getting in touch. Just goes to show what a successful public campaign can achieve. And we did amazingly to stop the building of those flats at the back of the post office. So thank you to everybody that supported our campaign. And thank you to everybody that sent in their letters of objection and their emails to the planning department at Central Beds Council. So that's a really good success story there for our town. Also, we're going to be talking about the up-and-coming partnership committee meeting, which is this Thursday, the 6th of February, at the White House at 7:30 p.m. This is a public meeting, so you're welcome to come along. There's lots of important items on the agenda, which you can get a full copy of on the Leighton Lindsay Town Council's website. If you do come along and would like to speak about any of those agenda items, you're allowed to speak for 3 minutes at the beginning of the meeting, but it's always good to have your support there as well. And if there are any particular things that you would like me to raise, then you can also get in touch with me and I'll be happy to do that. A couple of the most important things that stand out there on this week's agenda is the development for the south side of the High Street. We're going to have the senior Central Beds Council officer from the Regeneration Department, Stephen Mooring, who will be there to talk to us a little bit more about what Central Beds are doing in considering new options for the development of that land. And given the news that we've had about the rejection of the planning application of building of flats at the back of the post office, we will be urging Central Beds Council to look at purchasing the rest of that land now, to combine it with the land that they already own so that it's completely in one ownership, which will make it a lot easier for development, as they were advised back in 2016 by consultants. And it would also protect that land from any other future speculative developers coming in and putting in for planning applications for flats and housing. So Stephen Mooring will be there at that meeting. On the agenda is also the standing item about the relocation of the taxi rank out of the High Street. For people that have been following this, you may recall that the Town Council has been looking at different options for relocating the taxi rank out of the High Street. Some of the options have been to relocate it at the back of the multi-storey car park, which proved unsuccessful due to complaints from the likes of Iceland with their deliveries from their big lorries. The Town Council also then looked at North Street. This was not possible. The Highways Department advised realised that this was not a good idea due to the access in and out of North Street. And so the town council then looked at relocating the taxi rank in Lake Street. And there have been a number of objections. There were members of the public that attended the last partnership committee meeting to voice their objections. But the highways department and licensing department have provided copies of letters of objections that have been sent in, and they will be reviewed and looked at this Thursday's partnership committee meeting. Their advice to the town council's partnership committee is to reconsider relocating the taxi rank to Lake Street. Myself, on behalf of LB First, I also wrote in a letter of objection on behalf of our members who were worried about a loss of the free half an hour parking spaces in Lake Street, along with a loss of spaces for the local businesses to be able to load and unload businesses, not just in Lake Street, but also in Peacock Alley and Peacock Mews. And some of the residents above those premises were also not very happy about the taxi rank being located there as well. Our proposal has always been, as part of the redevelopment of the land on the south side of the High Street, to also consider what was part of the original development brief back in 2012, and that was to relocate the fire station from its current location and be able to build a brand new multi-story car park in its place with a fit-for-purpose taxi rank next to it, so that the taxis can be relocated out of the High Street somewhere that's still close to the town centre, which the taxis would be happy with, along with customers that use taxis. And there would be no loss of free parking spaces or loading bays, and it would declutter the High Street as well. The other issue, of course, has been that whilst it remains in the High Street, there is a severe lack of enforcement. There aren't enough enforcement officers, and this is something that Central Beds Council needs to look at very, very carefully, given the amount of licenses that they have issued. The taxis are allowed to ply their trade anywhere within central Bedfordshire. And if they all feel that this is the place where they like to come and trade, then it needs to be managed properly. And the only way that you can do that is to have sufficient enforcement officers keeping a track on where the taxis actually park in the High Street and don't block parking spaces or disabled bays. So this is what we are urging the town council and the partnership committee to look at. And given that Stephen Mooring will be there on Thursday, this is something that he can take on board as part of his consideration of development of the land on the south side of the High Street, particularly now that the executive committee at Central Beds has officially taken the decision that the relocation of Westlands will actually happen and go ahead. Not immediately, of course, but it is something that will happen in the next couple of years or so in due course. Once a suitable developer has been found, work begins on the site on the former police station on Hockcliffe Road. And following on nicely from the partnership committee meeting, we have managed to successfully work with the regeneration officers from Central Beds, Stephen Mooring and Sam Coldbeck. And listening to us, they have arranged for a public drop-in session to take place at the White House on Wednesday the 12th of February between 1:30 in the afternoon and 8 p.m. So plenty of opportunity for local residents and local businesses to be able to go along and actually speak informally with the regeneration officers and give your ideas of potential proposals of what you would like to see developed on the land on the south side of the High Street. So you'll be able to tell them that you think that it's a good opportunity to buy up the rest of the land at the back of the post office so that it can be opened up completely from Church Square all the way through Duncombe Drive to Lake Street. You can tell them what you would like to see there. Perhaps you'd like to see more shops. Perhaps you'd like to see small units, you know, small independent shops there. Maybe you'd like to see some leisure facilities and amenities, or an arts and culture centre. We know that the Leighton Buzzard Historical and Archaeological Society has been arguing for a museum. Our town has a rich history. There are many artefacts that the Historical Society have, and it would be lovely to have a place where these things could be put on display. Perhaps you think that it would be the perfect location for a health hub. Would this be possible? We know that Central Beds Council are looking at various sites for a health hub for Leighton Buzzard. So maybe you feel that this would be a good place for a health hub, right in the town centre, easily accessible for people coming in by bus, by car, walking, cycling. Maybe you'd like to see a cinema there, or other restaurants and bars. Maybe you'd like to see other facilities, or give some examples of what other similar towns to Leighton Buzzard have done around the country. And we know that around the country at the moment, there are lots and lots and lots of redevelopment and regeneration projects going on. So perhaps we can give some really good examples to Central Beds Council as to what other local authorities are doing to regenerate their town centres. And it's certainly something that we can do with, because we do know that some of the local businesses have noticed a drop in footfall since the opening of the Grovebury Road Retail Park last year. And so by having new facilities and amenities right in our town centre, it will then pull people back into the town and benefit all of the town's businesses and the market. And that reminds me, that was another suggestion that was given by a member of the public, an idea about having an undercover area for the market and possible incubator units for startup businesses at really low costs. So lots of great ideas there. And if you agree with any of those, or if you'd like to talk to us about any of these things that we've been talking about today, then please do get in touch with us here at Leighton Buzz Radio. We'd love to hear from you. We know that you're very vocal and passionate about these things, so do get in touch. And just one last thing to finish off with. Speaking about facilities and amenities, you may have seen in the Leighton Buzzard Observer last week, there was talk at a recent Central Beds Council meeting about the promised new leisure facility for the eastern part of the town, where we're having these 2,500 plus houses being built. It now seems that Central Beds Council are going to be doing some kind of feasibility study, and what they are possibly talking about doing is not only providing us with a brand new leisure centre facility similar to what they've done in Flitwick, and the possibility of increasing the capacity as well, but what they are talking about is perhaps that coming at the cost of closing down Tiddingfoot Leisure Centre in Linslade. Now, we know that Councillor Peter Snelling spoke up about this. He's worried that as our population continues to grow in the town, and we're heading towards 50,000 people, he's arguing that we really need to have both facilities open. So do you agree with him? Do you think that this is right? Or do you agree with Councillor Amanda Dodwell, who was quoted as saying that the closing of Tiddingfoot Leisure Centre might be a price worth paying if it means we're going to get a brand new, larger leisure facility on the eastern side of the town? How do you feel about that? Do you think that this is right? Or do you think our town is big enough to be able to have two leisure facilities, both at each end of the town, which we obviously would help combat congestion, as people would have to obviously drive from one side of the town across town to the other to access those leisure facilities? Or do you think that one leisure centre would be enough? I mean, let's not forget that Flitwick is half of the size of Leighton Buzzard and Linslade. So I think we need to be careful that we're not comparing apples with pears, so to speak. So if you think that any of these things you'd like to speak to us about, then get in touch with us and make sure you stay tuned to Leighton Buzz Radio for all the latest updates, views and news. My name's Gennaro Borelli, the voice of the town, and this is Leighton Buzz Radio.